Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Vav, and we are two lines from the top of daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on daf Mem Hey Amud Beis said, Dvorim she'ein chayovin aleihem mishum pigol, chayovin aleihem mishum noiser u'mishum tomei. The Mishnah had said that the only time somebody's chayiv karis, if he eats kezayis, basar, of an behema, where a carbon had a machshavas pigol, is if the basar, or whatever it was the person ate, was a davar sheyesh lo matirim bein la'adam bein la'mizbech. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah revealed the halacha of pigol twice, and both times by the carbon shlamim. The shlamim's basar is a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Some of it was nechal l'kayhanim, but it required zrika to be matir l'kayhanim. Some of it was nechal l'gvaya, but it required zrika to be matir l'gvaya. So too, any chelik of a carbon that has matirim, bein l'adam, bein l'mizbeach, you're going to have the halacha of pigol. Stating that, the Mishnah said, that's only true for pigol. It's not true for noisar, and it's not true for tamei. The Gemara brought limudim for it, and then the Mishnah says, chutz men adam, meaning dam is a dover she'en l'matirim, and as a result, there's no pigol if somebody would eat or drink dam. What about noisar and tamei? Says the Mishnah, noisar and tamei are like pigol in that, just like there's no pigol on dam, there's no noiser and tame regarding dam either. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know that? Amar Ula. So Ula said, Amakra, the Pasik says, and Rashi says that Ula is really not directly addressing our Mishnah, but Ula was addressing a Mishnah Mesechtes Me'ila. The Mishnah over there discussed the laws of Me'ila and said that if somebody has Hana from dam kachim, someone's mail in dam kachim, there's no me'ila. And Ula Vir said, what's the makar? Meaning, minani mili, that there's no me'ila, not noiser and tam. There's no me'ila when it comes to dam. The pasuk says, v'anina sativ lochem, referring to the dam. The purpose of the dam is, anina sativ lochem ala mezbeach lechaper. But we learn, lochem shalochem yehe, that it's yours. Meaning, it's treated like chulin in the sense that you can have anah from it. It's not chulin, of course not. But at the same time, it's like it's yours that there's no isamil. Ver, bishmol tonot makro, the pasuk says, lechaper. Lechaper nesatav alo me'ila. Dam was given dafka lechaper. It wasn't given for me'ila. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, oh, makro, the pasuk says, who? It says, ki hadam hu banefesh yichaper, and who is mashma lifnei kapara kila achar kapara, that the status of the dam is going to be consistent. And ma achar kapara in my me'ilo, just like after you do this zrika, if somebody would take the dam, scrape the dam off the mizbech, it's pasha, there'd be no isa me'ilo, achar lifnei kapara in my me'ilo. So too, if somebody would be mail from the dam before he did this zrika, there'd be no isa me'ilo either. Freik to gemara, imel achar kapara kila lifnei kapara. Regarding this third drasha, it says who? So we say lifnei kapara is kila achar kapara. And for achar kapara, there's no me'ilo, lifnei kapara, there isn't going to be me'ila either. Says the Gemara, efshefakert, maybe darshan la'acha kapara kilifnei kapara, and ma'lifnei kapara yesh me'ila. Just like lifnei kapara, there is me'ila, because without a makar, you would think there should be me'ila by dam kachim. La'acha kapara, there should be me'ila as well. So the Gemara says, no, that's not possible. It's an impossibility, because ein l'chadovash nasas mitzvasay u'mayalim bay. Because it's not possible. You don't find anywhere in Kachim where you did the mitzvah that you were supposed to do with the Kachim, and there's still going to be an Issa Me'ila. The whole yesod of Issa Me'ila is that you're supposed to be makriv this thing. This is miyuchad for a mitzvah. And if you go now and you have anah from it in a chulin digger sense, you are mayo behekdish. But once it's nasitz mitzvasoi, there's no concept of Me'ila anymore. So it's pashit that la'acha kapara, there's no Me'ila. And it says who? And that's the case. Lifnei kapara kila acha kapara ma la'acha kapara ein by me'ila. So to lifnei kapara ein by me'ila. But the Gemara says, v'loy, is that true? Is it true that you don't find anywhere in the Torah an idea that it was nasis mitzvasa with a davar shel hektish u'mayalim by? So the Gemara spans the entire Seder Kachim, and the Gemara comes up with a few examples. Number one, v'arei trumas hadeshen. You have the trumas hadeshen. So the first avodah that was done every morning in the Beis Hamikdash was the trumas hadeshen. The Kohen would go up or run up, do a geirolos, the Mishnayis and Masechtas Yuma, and a Kohen would go, it was his mitzvah to take a machta, a shovel full of gecholim. He would walk down the ramp, v'hinichay sham, the Pasuk says, and he would put it on the side of the Mizbeach. And there's a Pasuk in the parish of Trumas Hadeshen that teaches me that that Efer was also banah. It would remain there until it got absorbed into the ground. So you see that the Trumas Hadeshen is a Dovah Shanasas Mitzvah. The Kohen already did the mitzvah with the Trumas Hadeshen, and it still has to stay there. And the Somay Yitzalam is Be'ach, you're not letting him move it. So how could you tell me, Ein Lecha Dovah Shanasas Mitzvah? I just found an example. So the Gemara says, it's true, it's an example. But there happens to be another example And when it comes to the midah of binyanav, more is less. Mishum da habichuma sadeshen ubigdei kohuna shnei ksuvim abank echad v'chol shnei ksuvim abank echad emelam. So it's true. If the Torah says something, there is a midah. It's one of the yudgam midah shatayin nidreshes b'em. It's called binyanav. If this is true, if I could find something similar to it, that can be true as well. But if the Torah tells me something twice, that is mafkia, the ability to darshin a binyanav, and it's a pashut svara. Because if it's true that you can learn A from B, so why would the Torah have to tell me A and B? So if the Torah tells me something twice, that's a raya that if it would, that you can't learn from it. Because if you can learn from it, then I don't need it twice. The second one should be learned from the first. But the bottom line is that this idea of a dovish and nasis mitzvasei umoyalim boy is actually something you find twice, and as a result, a malam. What was the second one? So the first one was Truma Sadeshen. The second one is Big Day Kahuna. It's referring specifically to the Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol used to wear on Yom Kippur. And it says, V'hinichay Sham, that he had to leave it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It wasn't allowed to be used. Now, from the fact that it couldn't be used, it's a raya that it's also about no. Even though it was Nasis Mitzvasei already, it was used. So you see that it is an idea of a Dovish and Nasis Mitzvasei Umayelim Bay. So it's true you find it by Chumas Adeshim, but you find it a second time. But the Gemara says, that's all true according to Rabbanan. That hold, that V'nicham Sham means that the Big Day Lovin were Tang Geniza. So after the Kohen Gadol finished with his Big Day Lovin, he left it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But according to Rabbanan, that holds, that it was so you don't see that it's a dovish's nasis mitzvasi umayalimam. To the contrary, number one, it's not nasis mitzvasi. It can be used, and you see the kohen hedyet could have enough from it. So all I have is trumas hadashin. So why not learn from trumas hadashin? Says the gemara, mishum dehavi trumas hadashin ve'egla rufa shnei ksuvim abankech. V'chol shnei ksuvim abankech ein melamden. Because there happens to be another parasha, another place where you find this idea of a dovish and nasis mitzvasi umayalim behen, and that is the egla arufa. After the zikne yoir, we're done with the egla arufa, so the pasuk says they couldn't have enough from it. It's a dovish and nasis mitzvasi. So you see another example of a dovish and nasis mitzvasi umayalim. Thus, it's shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot, v'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot ein melamden. But the Gemara continues, that's all good if you hold shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot ein melamden. El mandom melamden, ma'yikil me'emar. But there is a mandom in Shas that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot ein melamden. So according to that mandom, ma'yikil me'emar, says the Gemara, trei miyuti ksivi. What would be the shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot, trumas hadeshen, and Egla Arufa? In each one of the respective parashiyos, there's a miut that says you can't learn from there. Ha chaksiv ha arufa. In the parash of Egla Arufa, it says ha arufa to teach me dafke here. You have this halacha that it's also bahana, despite the fact that it was nasis mitzvah. But don't learn from there. V'hasam ksiv regarding the Chumas Hadeshen, it says v'samay teaches me that only it you have to leave next to the Mizbeach. Only by it is there an idea that despite the fact that it's Nasis Mitzvah, still there's going to be an Isamila. But there too, again, don't learn from it. So the bottom line is the Gemara said, Minohani Mili, not regarding our Mishnah, but Minohani Mili, referring to a Mishnah Mesachtes Me'ila, that says there's no Isamila when it comes to Dan. And the Gemara brought three Makairas. Ula said it's learned out from the Pasuk Vanina Sativ Lochem ala mizbeach, referring to the dam. Shalochem yehe. There's no isem meilo. Devei Rabbi Yishmael said it says that nino satav lochem ala mizbeach lechaper lechaporo nesativ veloy lemeilo. Rabbi Yochanan said the end of the pasuk says ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's all the same pasuk, different words in that pasuk. Who lifnei kapara ke la'acha kapara, and just like la'acha kapara, it's poshe, being that it's a dovish and asas mitzvasi. There's no meilo. So to lifnei kapara, being that it's a dov. The halacha is there's not going to be meila. So we have three makairis that there's no meila by dam. Frank the Gemara of Etlasa Kroy b'dam lamali. Why do I need three psukim, three drushes? Meaning at the end of the day, the Gemara is assuming that Ula's right. He has a good limud. The Rabbi Yishmael's right. And Rabbi Yechanan's right. They're all three solid drushes. They're all great, wonderful drushes. So I have three makairis now that there's no meila by dam. I don't need the Torah to tell me three times there's no meila by dam. Says the Gemara, chad lamaute meila, v'chad lamaute noisar, v'chad lamaute. Toma, you're right. I don't need three for Me'ila. One for Me'ila, one for Noisar, one for Toma. Thus, I have the makar to that loch in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that dvarim shein chayavan alei mishum pigol, chayavan alei mishum noisar, mishum tomei, chutz min adam. What's the makar? Chutz min adam. It's this Gemara right here. One of the extra miyutin in Me'ila is referring to Noisar. The other extra miyut in Me'ila is referring to dam. What about pigol?
Says the Gemara, "Avol pigul loy tzarich kro d'tanan," because that already is included in the previous Mishnah. Kol sheyesh le matirim bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach ayavan olam mishum pigul. The dam gufei matiru. Nothing's matir the dam. The dam needs to be neskadish, but it doesn't require a matter in order for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. Thus, it's excluded from the halachas of pigul, just like all dvarim she'en lematirim are excluded from the halachas of pigul. Zok tigmar vayt. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Shloisha krisos bishlamim lamas. Again, we mentioned yesterday that when the Mishnah says dvarim she'en chayovan alei mishum pigul, chayovan alei mishum noiser mishum tamei, what does tamei mean? Rashi said it immediately in the Mishnah. We're referring to a person that's tamei, tumas aguf. And he eats kachem. Meaning, the halachas of tumah as it relates to kachem relate to both where the kohen is tameh and both to where the kachem itself is tameh. Where the person is tameh, it's referred to tumas aguf. When the kachem is tameh, it's referred to tumas kachem or tumas basar. But either way, the Torah was mazer in both cases. Our sugya was discussing tumas aguf, where a person himself is tameh, he goes ahead and he now eats from kachem. Am Rabbi Yochanan shloisha krisos bishlamim lama. If you go through the psukim, you'll see that three times the Torah said that if somebody is tameh and he eats kachem, specifically a shlamim, he's going to be chayiv karas. One time the pasuk says, "Kol isha sheyikrav ela kachim, v'tumasa yalav, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim milfanei." Then it says, "V'hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlamim, asher l'Hashem, v'tumasa yalav, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim me'amel." And then the third time it says, "V'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei," so the person became tamei, "V'acham mipsar zevach hashlamim, asher l'Hashem, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim me'amel." So the first pasuk is referring to all kachim. A person's tummy eats kachem, karas. A person is tummy and he eats basar mizevach hashlamim, specifically shlamim, schayiv karas. And the third one says again, a person who's kisiga b'chal tummy, he became tummy, v'achal mipsar zevach hashlamim, v'nichrasa. Essentially, you have three psukim by shlamim. The first one is general, it's referring to everything, and the other two are specifically referring to shlamim. Some Rabbi Yechon, shalish akrisis b'shlamim, lama, achas l'klau, want to teach me that the halachas of tumas aguf apply to all kachem, v'achas l'pfrat, the second time the Torah said it, dafka by shlamim, to teach me that the only time the halacha is true is if the kachim is dumya d'shlamim. Now, it's not a klalu prat, because klalu prat you say only when the klal and prat are next to each other. What do you do if you have a klal on one side and you have a prat somewhere far away? So that's a dova shahoya b'chlal, v'yotza min ha'chlal ulamid, lo'y l'lamid al atzma yotza, elo l'lamid al ha'chlal kula yotza. So we say that it has to be dumya d'shlamim, just like shlamim is kachim is be'ach, so too, all kachim is be'ach, a person that's tamei and eats is gibi chayiv karas. But if someone's tamei eats kachim b'de gabayas? What if someone was makdish food as kachim b'de gabayas, and now a kohen that was tamei ate? So being that it's not dumya d'shlamim, it's not dumya to the dova shahoya b'chlal, v'yotza min ha'chlal. So he's not going to be chayiv karas. That's the second. The achas, why did the Torah say it a third time? L'dvarim she'ein echolim, to be marba, that you're going to be chayiv, even if you eat a dover that people usually don't eat. So let's say the kohen would eat k'tiris, that's tameh. Or he himself was tameh and he ate k'tiris. Would he be chayiv karas or not? The third time the Torah said this halacha is to teach me, he'd be chayiv in that case as well. Now, Rab Shimon, who we had in our Mishnah, the Amar Dvarim She'en Necholin, in Chayav Malei Mishum Tumma, Lasu Yemai. So in the end of the Mishnah, we had a Shitas Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Mechayiv Tumma, Bedova Shedarkon Lechel. I'm reading from the end of the Mishnah. Aval Ho'etzen Valavoyna, Wood, Levoyna, K'tiris, in Chayav Malayim Mishum Tumma. So Rab Shimon, who holds that you're not chayiv if you eat a Dova She'en Darkon Lechel. So what's the third parish of Shlomo coming to teach me? So, it's coming to teach me that a kohen that's tamei, that eats basa from a chatas primi, he's going to be chayiv. Why would you think not? Says the Gemara, Geshmak. It's Rab Shimon l'shitas. So, k'tayt chamina, ich volt gevolt ma'inin, hoi, lom Rab Shimon, kol she'in amaz b'chachitz in geshlamim, in chayiv, amalim, shum pigol. Mishum tamanami, loy l'chayiv, kamash. Shimon's shita in Shas is that there's no pigol by chatoyis ha'pnimius. Because being that the Torah was megala the halach of pigol by the shlamim, and the shlamim was brought on the mizbeach hachitzin, so too, the only time you're ever going to be chayiv mishum pigol is if the carbon is brought on the mizbeach hachitzin, as opposed to the chamish chatois hapnimir. So you see there, Rav Shimon holds that if the Torah is megala something by shlamim, maybe, even if it doesn't mean only shlamim, but it means dumya the shlamim, something that's brought on the mizbeach hachitzin. So being that the chorus of tumas aguf
is mentioned by a Shlomim. So I would have thought if someone's tummy and he eats from the boss of a Chatoy Sakhnimi, he shouldn't be Chayev. So that's why you need the third Pasik. And so according to the Chachamim, the third Chorus is coming to teach me Dvarim She'ein Darken Lechel. Reb Shimon, who holds Dvarim She'ein Darken Lechel, your potter, so obviously that's not what the Pasik is coming to teach me, but Reb Shimon Lishitasi has something else that's coming to teach me. According to Reb Shimon, what it's coming to teach me is that even the Chatoy Sapnimiyos don't say that, just like by Pigel Dumi the Shlomo means on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, here too as well. Says the Gemara, Numi Reb Shimon Mechayev Eshetarki Lechel. Reb Shimon said that the only time Mechayev Etomo is if it's a Dove Eshetarki Lechel. Chachamim seem to argue. Chachamim say that even if it's a Dove She'ein Darki Lechel. So Reb Shimon is a big makel. He says the only time you have the halacha of a tome that eats kachim is chayiv karis is if he ate a dovash adarki lechel. According to Rabbanan, chumra, even if it's a dovash ain't larki lechel, so you're going to be chayiv. Itma, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Lazov, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, chad mi haizuz of a chad mi haizuz. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish argued, Rabbi Lazov and Rabbi Yisrael Chanina argued. We don't know who said what, but Rabbi Yechon said one thing, Reish Lakish said the other thing. Rabbi Lazov said one thing, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said the other thing. Chadama, one of them said, one of the peer, one of each one of these peers of Amiram said, Machloikis betumas basar. Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim regarding a dovah chein darki lechel is dafka where the basar became tamei. Aval betumas aguf, if the Kayan himself is the one that's tamei and he's eating basar that's not tamei, divrei hakol, any like, everybody agrees that if it's a dovah chein darki lechel, the halacha is you're not going to get malchus. V'chadam, and the other one said, no, machloikis bezu, kach machloikis bezu. It's not dafka betumas basar that they're arguing, meaning they're arguing sai betumas basar, which we said means when the basar is tamei, sai betumas aguf when the Kayan is tamei. My timer, why would you think that tali is ever said? Because kiven the karina beva basar ashiga bechal tamei, karina beva tumas ayolaf. Basar ashiga bechal tamei is the pasuk that talks about tumas basar. The tumas ayolaf is the pasuk that talks about tumas aguf. The two are mentioned together in the sense that the tali is ever said. It's two psukim in succession. One is vayikra perek zayin pasuk yates. The other is vayikra perek zayin pasuk chav. The two are tali is ever said. So if you hold, one applies only to a davish darki lechel, the other one's going to apply to a davish darki lechel. Rav Tavumi masni hachi. Rav Tavumi taught the aforementioned. Rav Kahana masni hachi. Rav Kahana, however, had a different nusach. Chad mei hayzuz of a chad mei huza sefer. They were referring to the sefer. Chad ama once said machloikis betumas aguf. The machloikis is betumas aguf. Avol betumas basar divrei akol loik. Faker. Not machloikis betumas basar. Avol betumas aguf. Everybody agrees. Ain't it like? It's just the opposite. The machloikis was betumas aguf, but betumas basar, everyone holds like it. The chad ama ke machloikis bezu kach machloikis bezu. On my rava, same exact comment. The stabber command ama ke machloikis bezu kach machloikis bezu. My time akim the like karina bay betumas yalla v'nichrus the like karina bay v'abasa ashiiga bechal tami lo yachel. I mean, you can hold whatever you want to hold with regards to the halachas of tumah and eating a dovash and darki lechel. But one thing is clear. Time is rava. The two shvi talis ebezet. The two psukim I mentioned together. And it makes sense, therefore, that the two halachas should be tali zebezet. The Gemara says, "Va'amamar, how could anybody hold that there's no chiv on a dovash in darki lechel? Didn't the Gemara earlier, it's a Gemara in Chulin daf lamed vav, say v'habasa l'rabbis etzim v'levayna? Isn't there a mefurish of pasuk in the parish of Tumah that teaches me v'habasa ashayiga? That pasuk is referring to Tumah's basar, but it teaches me v'habasa even etzim. It sounds like the laws of Tumah apply even to etzim, specifically the laws of Tumah's basar. So the Gemara says l'psula ba'alma. That is not a real drasha. It's only an asmachta ba'alma. That's why it's possible to hold that a dovah she'ein darkei lechel is going to be excluded completely both from the halachas of Tumah's aguf and from the halachas of Tumas Basar. So before we go weiter, the first ta'ara. And that is that yesterday we learned about kotshe ovde kechavim. We had a machlokes, Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi, kotshe ovde kechavim. Whether there's me'ila, whether there's pigul ma'aseh v'tameh, whether you have the halacha of shechitas chutz, t'mura, nesachin. Rav Shimon seemed to hold that kotshe ovde kechavim is very, very different than kotshe Yisrael. And even though the Gemara learns out, ish, that ovde kechavim can be noider, they could be noider, they could bring karbanas, but at the same time, it's true that it's chal hektish, and it's true that you can bring that carbon into the azara, and there's dine hakrava. But in terms of many of the details that apply to ordinary kachim, they would not apply to kachim erdi chavim. Rabbi Yosi mechayev in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, Omer Rabbi Yosi roya ani bekulon lahachmer. Rabbi Yosi says, I disagree. It says Lashem in that pasuk that's mar bekachim erdi chavim, and that teaches me that kachim erdi chavim are treated literally like kachim Yisrael. The Velt, the Panami Eros, the Chasam Sofer, others ask a gewaldige kasha, and that is behektim as follows. The Gemara in Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, clears the shayla. Hane kahani, shluche didan, oy shluche derachmana. A yid brings a carb. Yid brings a carb and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, says, I was mechal Shabbos b'shoyge, after being a carb mechatas, da hasta mein carb mechatas. So, shchit is ksher bizar, but Kabbalah, the elach, tzrichakun. So the kohen goes, he takes the carbon now, they do the avoidas with the carbon. Are they acting, the kohanim that do the avoidah, as shluchim of the bala carbon? Or are they acting as shluchei derachmanim? We know shluchei shel adam kemoisei. So a person can make somebody a shliach to do something for him. Ish mekadesh bayu b'shluchei. So they'd be mocking to say in Svara that when a person hands over the carbon to the kohen is acting as a shliach of the bala carbon. Shluchei shel adam kemoisei, or no. The way it works is not with the parasha of shlichos, but rather, kohanim as shluchei derachmanim. The Torah says that if somebody brings a carbon, you listen to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you bring this carbon. But it's not working with the lumdus of shlichos. They're not acting as shluchim of the bala carbon. L'may nafkimina, says the Gemara, l'mudr hanah. What would be if the bala carbon made a neder that he will not have hanah from this kohen? Could the kohen bring his carbon? Or could the kohen not bring his carbon? That's why it's a mesechtes nedarim, daf lamed hei amid beis. Because the nafkimina is hilchas nedarim, mudr hanah. If the kohen is acting as a shliach of the bala carbon, so if I can't have enough from you, you can't be my shliach. But if you're not working for me, but rather you're shluchei derachmanan, then there won't be a problem of mudr hanah. So the Gemara goes back and forth and back, and at the end, the Gemara is not poshut the shayla. Stating that, there's another Gemara. There's Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. There the Gemara discusses the same exact shayla, and there the Gemara is poshut the shayla. Amar Afu Nebered Rav Yeshua, Hani Kahani shluchei derachmanan. No, it's poshut that these kahanim are shluchei derachmanan. These all gotai tach shluchei didan. No, because if you're going to tell me that they're shluchei didan, that miikum. We all know one of the most basic principles in Shluchei Shel Adam Kemoyis is that I can't make a shliach to do something for me if I can't do it myself. So something that I could have done myself, I can make a shliach to do for me. But if I can't do it myself, I can't make a shliach. If a zar brings a carbon, what's the havamina, says Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, that the kehanim are acting as his shliach? A zar can't do the avoida. So if a zar can't do the avoida, it's a dover the iulei matzi yav. If that's the case, shliach nam iulei matzi lemevet. So the kohen would never be able to be the shliach of the bala carbon. It wouldn't work with the shulchan aruch of shluchei shel adam kemoisei. Elamai, it's pashat haneki hani shluchei derachmana. So although the Gemara in the Darim Lamed Hei Amid Beis leaves it open, it's an ibayat lo yishata. The Gemara in Kedushin Chaf Gimel Lamed Beis is pashat the ibayat. The Ran in the Darim and Tosfos in Kedushin are very bothered. At first glance, it would seem to be as dear as Asuyas. The Rishonim make it work. The bottom line is, the maskana is that hani kehani, a shluchei derachmanan. Makshama ilam. What was the havamina of the Gemara? Why do we even need a shakla v'tarya? Why was there even a tzad in the world to tell me that hani kehani, a shluchei didan, it's pashat a shluchei derachmanan? You know why not? Because the Gemara says a chulun daf yud gimel amid beis. It's also right here in Zvachim. It's throughout Shas that oivdei kechavim can be noider and noider karbonis. That means a guy can bring a carbon. If a guy brings a carbon, he gives it over to a kohen can be makrivit. We know that akum ha'inu b'teir shlichos. So if akum ha'inu b'teir shlichos, it does poshit then that it doesn't work with shlichos. Because if it worked with shlichos, how would a guy ever be able to bring a carbon? Elamai the shluchei derachmanan. So what was the tzad in the Gemara in the Darim daf lamed hei amid beis dahani kehani a shluchei didan? It's pashut that shluchei didan. Kodshei oiv de kechavim teichiach. Oiv de kechavim who are less of the shlichus, and still you see they're able to bring karbon. So at first glance you're going to tell me, I hear it's a nice ha'ara, but at the end of the day it's not a kasha. Because the Gemara comes,
that's the only way that you could do it. The Torah was meman of the shlichus.
I hear. I hear the ha'ara. But when I said, I hear. But the truth is, at the end of the day, it's not a kasha anyways, because at the end of the day, the Gemara comes out that hani kehani are shluchei derachmanan. So it's more a shaila on why the Gemara wasn't pushed it from Kachi of the Kechavim. But the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva says that's not true. That is, as the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you a davar nif. That even though the Gemara says Hani Kani Ashluchei Derachmana, that's true for Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika. It's not true for Shechita. And it brings a raya. Because the Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, when the Gemara discusses the halachis of Shlichos, right, where's the Sugi of Shlichos? It's Perik Ish Mekadesh. It's the second Perik of Masechtes Kedushin. Because Ish Mekadesh, Boy, B'Shlucha, and that's where the Gemara brings the different Makaris to Shluchei Shel Adam Kemoisa. So one of the Makaris the Gemara brings is a passing of Parashas Boy. It says, V'hoyu Lachem L'Mishmeris Adar Ba Asa Yoim Lachodesh, referring to the carbon Pesach, v'shachatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbaim. Freik the Gemara, and Rashi quotes in a Chumash, v'chikulon sheichtim, is it possible? V'shachatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbaim? Every single yid shechted? the carbon was brought set lebeisavois, and there was one person that was appointed. He was the one that was going to shecht each individual set. Kol adas Yisrael, elo mikan shulchan shel adam kamoise. You learn from here shulchan shel adam kamoise. Zok tach sam sefer. I have a mefurish gemara where the gemara says that the way shchitas kachem works is with a parish of shlichas. Because if you're going to tell me Hanukkah and shulchan rachman is true even for shchita, then how do you learn shulchan shel adam kamoise? It's for shachatu oise kol adas Yisrael ben arba'im. It's related to a different idea of shulchan rachman. The gemara learns shulchan shel adam kamoise from shchita, so it's clear. It's a mefurish gemara says tach sam sefer. Checkmate that the way Shlichus works by Shchita is there not Shlucha de Rachmana, that Shlucha de Dan. And the Chassam Sofer says, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Because what was Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua's Raya, that Hanukkah is Shlucha de Rachmana? Because Mia Kamidi, the Ilai Matzi Yavid, Shlucha Matzi Lamevit, it's not possible that a Zohar can walk into the Beis HaMikdash, give the Kehanim a carbon, and the Kehanim should bring the carbon as his Shliach. Because being that a Zohar can't do the Avodah, how could the Kehanim, as Shluchim of the Zohar, do the Avodah on their behalf? But that's all true by Kabbalah, Lach, and Zrika. But Shechita's Ksheir Bazaar. Because Shechita love Avodah. So being that Shechita's Ksheir Bazaar, you don't have the Tainer of Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. So it's beautiful, it all works out very nicely. That's why it's true that ordinarily Kehanim Ashuchad Rachmana, but as it relates to Shechita, over there, Shechita that's Ksheir Bazaar, then they're going to be Shluchad Idan. And that is why the Gemara was able to learn from Shchitas Karben Pesach, a makar, a source, for Kol HaTeira Kula, that Shluchai Shaladim Kamaise. If that's the case, Reik Tachsam Sofer, I understand how Kachi Oiv the Kichavim works, Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach. But how does the Shchita work? A guy can't do Shchita himself. So a guy is going to now walk to the Makam HaMikdash, he's going to deliver a behema. Who's going to do the Shchita for him? Shchita, that already is not Shlucha de Rachmano. That works with Shlucha de Dan. A guy is less of a Shlichos. So if a guy is less of a Shlichos, how does the Shchita work? The Kabbalah, Hoylochas Rika. The Gemara anyways came out L'maskana, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Shlucha de Rachmano. So that's not a Kashal of Fiyamis. It's a Ha'ar. Why wasn't the Gemara Poshet the Shaila from Kachi Yerdi Kachavim? But Shchita is a Kashal of Maisa. How in the world does Kachi Yerdi Kachavim work? The Kayan is going to go do the Shchita? How could the Kayan do the Shchita for him? L'chura, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, a Shluchei Didan. There's no way in the world to make the Shchita work. That's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. So I was just thinking, maybe one ha'ara, and that is that there's a Tosfos in Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos says that a mummer, a yid that's a mummer, is not considered a ben bris. So wherever you find an halach, an idea that you have to be a ben bris, a mummer is not considered a ben bris. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon from all places, in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, says, based on this Tosfos, I want to say a chiddush. It should come out that a mummer can't be a shliach. Meaning, just like we know a guy is less of a shlichos, a mummer is also going to be less of a shlichos. Why? Because what's the makar that a guy is less of a shlichos? It says, atem, gam atem. Ma atem b'nei bris, darshins de gemara, af shluchachem b'nei bris. The reason you can't appoint a guy to be a shliach for you, or the reason a guy can't make you into a shliach, is because there's a halacha of ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. So if a Mummer is not a ben bris, it's back at the envelope of arithmetic. Says the Magen Avraham, the feed this Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, it should come out that a mummer should be possible to shlich. And based on that, the Magen Avraham asks a kasha on a Ramah, in Eben Ezer, in the sugis of Amevi Get, Mimdina Sayom, the Inkam Mekoymoy Laharach. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. There's a sugya in the Sechtes Gittin, Daf Chav Kimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there says that a guy can't be a shliach leilacha. So if somebody wants to divorce his wife, maybe get, so he can be a man, a shliach leilacha. That's the first mission in the Sechtes Gittin, stating that a guy can't be a shliach. And the Gemara says, why can't a guy be a shliach leilacha? The lav b'nei heterahu. Because in order to be a shliach legerishin, you have to be b'toyres gittin v'kedushin. And being that a guy is less of b'toyres gittin v'kedushin, because he himself can't be megarish his wife in the that's much of Yisrael sense. As a result, he can't be a shliach. Though why does the Gemara have to say that the reason a guy can't be a shliach leilacha l'inyan gerushin is because lav nei heterah? Typically, a guy is always less of a shlichos. That's a halacha revacha of Yisrael. Atem ma'atem b'nei bris, af shulchachem b'nei bris. We know that a guy can never be a shlich. It's like Rav Kiveger, Masech Tz Gittin, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Want to answer Tosfos kasha, but behektim you saw it from the Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin said a gevaldige chiddush that even though it's true a guy can never be a shliach, that's only if a guy wants to be a shliach for a yid. But a guy could be a shliach for a guy. So let's say a guy wants to do something, a ben noyach, wants to create some sort of chalois. If he's memana another ben noyach to do the chalois for him, it's going to be okay. Why? Because what's the svara? What's the reason? What's the makar that a guy can't be a shliach? We learn atem. Ma atem av shluchachem. There's no halacha said the Masas Ben Yomim that a goy is mufka from Zayin HaShliach. The halacha is that the Shliach has to be dumya, the Mishalech. And just like the Mishalech is a Yid, so the Shliach has to be a Yid as well. So the reason that you can't make a goy to do a Shlichas for you, or a goy can't make a Yid to do a Shliach for him, is because Shluchai Shaladim Kamoisai, and they have to be Kamoisai on some level. But if he's a Ben Bris, and he's not a Ben Bris, then they're Mizrach and Mayriv. They're completely different. And you can't have the Chiddush of Shluchai Shaladim Kamoisai with two people that are so diametrically opposed. It doesn't work. But it's not a halacha that a goy is Be'etzem Mufka. It's not Mufka. It's just that the Shliach has to be Dumi the Mishalech. So if the Mishalech is Yisrael, the Shliach has to be Yisrael as well. Zok the Masas B'yom, if he's there, a guy would be able to make another guy to do a Shliach. Zok Rab Kiv Eger, if that's the case, Loita Magen Avro, who was Mechadish based on Taisvah Sanhedrin, that find based on his base, that a Mummer is also not a Ben Bris. What would be if a Mummer wants to make a guy a Shliach to do something for him? The shlichas would be chal. Because a guy, again, is not be'etzem mufka from being a shliach. The issue is that the guy is not dumyut to the mishalech. Oh, here he is dumyut to the mishalech. Because say the shliach, the guy is not a ben bris. And say the mummer, the mishalech, is eichnish kam ben bris. But the point is, in this case, they're alike. As a result, a mummer can make a guy to do a shliach. So it says, Rav Kiva Eger, what if a mummer wants to divorce his wife? Could a mummer make a goy a shliach to divorce his wife? Out's the halacha that a goy is less of a shlichus. A mummer could make a goy a shliach to do his wife. That's why the Gemara had to give a new reason. A reason why a goy is mufka from shlichus. You want to know why a goy is mufka from shlichus? Because he's eidah b'teres kid to the kedushin. L'may nafkemina? Then nafkemina would be that if a goy, if a mummer wanted to divorce his wife, and he's going to make a shliach l'ilacha, and who's a shliach l'ilacha going to be? It's going to be a guy. In that case, it would have worked. Oh, now you have a new reason. That's why it's not going to work. So it's clarifying, what would be, is a mummer able to do shchitas kachim, or is a mummer not able to do shchitas kachim? So the emes is like this. At first glance, you'll tell me, a mummer is always treated like a guy. So if a mummer is treated like a guy, l'chura, he shouldn't be able to do shchitas kachim. And the truth is, even by shchitas chulin itself, it's not so poshut that a guy is allowed to do, a mummer is allowed to do shchitas chulin. But I just had one hard, and that is the Mishnah, right in the beginning of the second parak, discussed kol hazvachim shekiblu domim, and the Mishnah gave a whole list of psulim, people that are possible to do avodah zor oinin for yom chosakipurim. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah was aral, and the Gemara said on daf chav beis amid beis, one of the Gemaras we did not learn together. So it says over there, what does aral mean? So aral is tarti b'mashma. There's an aral basar, and there's also an aral live. Meaning, there's a concept of an aral, that he's physically an aral, mesu ochav machmas milo, like Rashi says in the Mishnah. And then there's an idea of an aral lev. An aral lev, the Gemara says, learned that from a pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel Anovi refers to him as a ben nechor, shenisnakru maisov la'oviv shebashamayim. Rashi Mesach the Sanhedrin, on this very Gemara, Rashi over there says, we're referring to a mummer. Rashi says a mummer lahaches, but we're referring specifically to a mummer. That means one of the psulim of avoida is a mummer. Now the Mishnah says at the beginning of the third parak of Masechta Zvarim, call Absulim, all the people that are possible to do Kabbalah Hilach and Zrika, are kosher to do Shechita. So I thought at first glance, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. If one of the Psulim is a Mummer, and all the Psulim, call Hapsulim, it's the Lashon HaRambam in the end of Hilchis, Bias Mikdash as well, all the Psulim that can't do Kabbalah Hilach and Zrika are allowed to do Shechita. So it should come out that a Mummer is going to be kosher to Shechita. Maybe you can answer, Chassam Seifis Kasha. Chassam Seifis Kasha is that how could a guy ever bring a carbon? Bishloy mekabaloi lachazrika hanikahani shluchad rachmana. But shchita where there's shluchad idan v'haraya. The Gemara learns in kedushin daf memalef. Rashi brings in chumash. The makarta shluchah shaladim kamaisa is gufa learned out from shchita's carbon pesach. How could a guy have someone do the shchita? He can't do the shchita himself, and nobody could do the shchita for him because that's going to have to go with a parasha of shluchah shaladim kamaisa and a guy is any better shlichas. I'll have a mummer do it for him. A mummer can be a shliach for a guy because it's true the guy can't be mamana shliach. But why can't he be mamana shliach? Because he's not a ben bris. If that's the case, he can make a mummer. Just like Rip Kivega said in Gittin Dafchav Gimel Amid Aleph, I'll pee the Masas B'yom. And to answer Taisvah's Kasha, that a mummer can make a goy a shliach, l'chura, it's the same thing, it's the flip side of the same coin. A goy can make a mummer a shliach, so he can have the mummer do the shchita on his behalf. But this would only be true if a mummer is kasha to do shchita. But the truth is, it's really a sugi in the beginning of Masechta Schulen, whether a mummer can even do shchita schulen. I would think if he can't do shchita schulen, he can't do shchita's kachim. So again, just the pilpul ba'alma, just the ha'ara, but we have to be ma'ayin a little bit better. Regardless, zok the Mishnah Vayter, l'shem shisha, dvarim, hazevach nizbach. So we're coming full circle here. This is literally zvachim daf beis. So zvachim daf beis, the Gemara brought this Mishnah regarding the halachas of the Shema. And the Mishnah says that there's six kavanas that a kohen had to have while he was doing the avodah. Number one, l'shem zevach. Shinui kodesh. He has to have in mind, the right kohen, he's bringing an oila. He has to have in zin an oila. L'shem zeveach. He has to have in mind the bala korban. L'shem Hashem. He has to have in mind that he's bringing it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'shem ishem. Gemara will explain what that means. L'shem reyach. Gemara will explain what that means. L'shem michayach. Gemara will explain what that means. V'chattas v'asham. He's bringing chattas and asham. L'shem chet. Being that chattas and asham in almost all cases are bull. L'chaper. So he has to have in mind also that this carbon is being brought for kapar. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Af mishal hei. Believe l'shem echad mikol leilu kasha. Even if somebody brought a carbon, he didn't have in mind these kavanas, it's going to be kasha. Meaning these kavanas are only the katchila. But they're not ma'akid. Shu'tnai bezdin she'ena machshava hileches el achar ha'ovid. Meaning it's only a din l'katchila. But b'di'evit, if you didn't have in mind these kavanas, it's okay. And like the Gemara said, in Zvachim daf beis amid beis, that Rabbi Yosi is saying more than that. Rabbi Yosi doesn't even want you to have these machshavas. And the reason he doesn't want you to have the machshavas is because he's afraid you're going to trip up. And this was Rava's makar, that when it comes to kachim, stom is l'shma. Because if stom is not l'shma, how could you tell the kohen not to think l'shma? It's not going to think lishma. The carbon's not going to be lishma. Ella, my stomach is lishma. It's only when you have a machshav of shalai lishma that you mess up the carbon. So there's an idea of don't think shalai lishma like this. You won't think shalai. But it's all predicated on if you don't think anything. At the end of the day, it's going to be kasha. Amar Rav Yudam Rav Oyla. It says in the pasuk v'hikriv esha oyla. They don't have the pasuk here on the side, but it says oyla. Should have it here. Oyla teaches me l'shem oyla, that it has to be l'shem oyla. Lafuke l'shem shlovim d'loy. So even though we had, if you remember, daf dalet, daf hey, daf vav, daf zayin, we had all the different makaris to how you know that a carbon has to be brought l'shma. So here we have a new makar. Oyla, l'shem oyla, lafuke l'shem shlovim d'loy. When it says ishe, oyla ishe reyach nichayich l'shem, what does ishe mean? It means l'shem ishem. La'afuke, as opposed to what? Kivava d'loy. So one of the six machshavas that a kohen had to have was l'shem ishim. What does l'shem ishim mean? That when the emurim were put on the mizbeach, so the fire of the mizbeach, the maracha, had to completely consume the basar. It couldn't just roast it. Right? You couldn't like make it cooked a little bit, medium rear, and then take it off. It had to be completely consumed. That's what l'shem ishim means. Reach, what does that mean? L'shem reach la'afuke evarim shetzolon vehelon d'loy. Meaning you can't first roast it and then put it on the mizbeach. You put it on the mizbeach raw, and the isha marocha does everything. Amar Avinu Merav, Ivarim Shetzolon. If someone took the Ivarim of an animal, he roasted it, the helon, and then afterwards he put it on the mizbeach. Emam Shem Reach, there's going to be no halacha reach. Nichayach, what does nichayach mean? L'shem hanochas ruach. It means that you're supposed to have in mind that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a nachas ruach. And what does Lashem mean? Lashem Misha Amar V'hoya Ha'olam. Regardless, this is the makar, this pasuk right here, to Lashem Hashem, Lashem Ishim, Lashem Reach, Lashem Nichoyach, and the Gemara even brought Lashem Zevach. The only one that wasn't mentioned here of the six machshavas is Lashem Zeveach. But that already the Gemara addressed in the first parak. But regardless, Lashem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nizbach, this is where it's learned from. So we have a little bit more time. So just one more ha'ara, and that is that one of the Shisha Dvarim that I mentioned over here in this Mishnah is Lashem Nichoyach. That a carbon that was brought had to be brought L'shem Nichayach. And if it wasn't brought with a machshava of L'shem Nichayach, then the carbon would be possible. So we mentioned yesterday, we said we'd get back to this, that Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, when he was m'oyer his movement to build a Mizbeach, just based on the fact that the relations between the Jews and the Muslims at the time were better, and he thought that if the Yidden used that pretext to get permission to build a Mizbeach, they'd be able to bring karbanas. So he started lobbying the Gedolei Olam to try to start his movement. And there were many, many tshuvas that were written to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, picking holes in the idea of why potentially there would be an issue for him to go ahead and bring the karban to him. One of the tshuvas that were written to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was written by the Baal Orech Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Eplinger, and it's printed in Shailos HaTshuvas Binyan Tzion, Simen Aleph. So it's the very first tshuva in the classic Binyan Tzion, is a tshuva to Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and he's responding to the chibur that he received, the Drisha Tzion, where Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer is innovative, this unbelievable patent, this idea that he has to go to build a Mizbeach Mizman Hazeh. And that's what he goes ahead and he addresses. It's a long tshuva, but at the end, the The Aruch Haner said that I have one major issue with what you want to say. Incidentally, one of the things that Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer apparently wrote in his Chibur that he felt was very, very persuasive is the Pasuk says, we all know the Pasuk, V'aviyoisim al arkachi, v'simachtim b'veis tfilasi, o'yleiseyem v'zivcheyem l'rotzayin al mizbechi. So he said that V'aviyoisim al arkachi, v'simachtim b'veis tfilasi, o'yleiseyem v'zivcheyem l'rotzayin al mizbechi. What does it say afterwards? Ki beisi beis tfilo yukari l'chal ha'amim. So the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer tainted that first it says o yoseim v'zevchem l'rotzen al mizbechi, and only afterwards it says ki beisi beis tfilo yukari l'chal ha'amim. So it sounds like first we're going to go el har kochi. All it's going to be is a mountain. It's going to be a barak. There's going to be the harabayis. V'simachtim beis tfilosi and o yoseim. It's going to be a beis tfilo. O yoseim v'zevchem l'rotzen al mizbechi. We're going to bring karbon. It's only afterwards ki beisi. But. Koydim, it's going to be like they say, "Mizavchem l'rotzan al mizbechi." So he said in Cheshbin, it's mashma just in terms of the seida advarim that that's the way it's going to be. The Aruch Haner, the Binyan Tzion told that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer that it's very nice, but the Maaseh doesn't shimur the Gemara, because if you look at the Gemara says Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is going through the seder of Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shmoneh Esrei was obviously instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and the seder is ma'akev. It was written in a certain seder for a reason. And just picking up in the middle of the Gemara says we save Yerushalayim Mircha because we're asking for Yerushalayim. The Kimmich in this Yerushalayim after Yerushalayim is going to be built. Ba David, David Melech is going to come, and that's why after Yerushalayim Mircha, what's the next bracha? The next tefillah is Samach Dov. V'kivin shabat David bat tefillah. Shenema v'aviyoisim al arkachi v'simachtim b'veis tefillos. V'kivin shabat tefillah bat avoida. Shenema v'leiseyim v'zevcheim l'ratzen al mizbechi. V'kivin shabat avoida bat toida. Shenema z'veach toida yichabdanani. V'chulu v'chulu. But Zok to Aruch Laner, first David HaMelech is going to come. And then afterwards, the Avodah is going to come. David HaMelech is like Mashiach, Mashiach ben David. You see that before the Avodah is resumed, you're going to have Mashiach ben David. So the Binyan Tzion told Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Mamish, that posik that you're bringing, that you're getting so excited with, that it's Mashma first, like they say, Mizavchein Lerotzin al Mizbechi, and then afterwards, Kibesi beis Tfilo Yukari L'chol Ha'amim, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Megill Yud Chesam et Alef, but the Gemara has it just the opposite. First, we say a Semach David, and then afterwards, Ritzei, we daven for Avodah. Vaisos David HaMelech has to come before the Avodah. But the Melech has to come before the Avodah. Either way, it's a beautiful tshuva. It's not such a long tshuva. It's kedai to see inside. It's the first simin and binyan simin. But the punchline of the tshuva, the main reason that the Baal Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, had a problem where it's Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's movement was based on a pasuk in Parshas Bechukai, a pasuk that we've quoted before. The pasuk says, in the Toichacha, v'nasati es oreichem charba, v'hashimoisi es mikdashechem, v'lo yoriach bereach nichaychechem. The Pasuk says clearly that after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be charev, if you're going to want to bring a carbon, v'lo yoriach bereach nichaychechem, Hashem says that there's not going to be any more reach nichaych. Said the Aruch Laner, it's a Mishnah, l'shem shisha dvarim azevach nizbach, and one of them is l'shem nichaych. And he says, now, enochinami, it's true, if a Kohen would bring a carbon, he wouldn't be mechashav l'shem nichaych. The carbon wouldn't be possible. It's true. It's not ma'akiv. The only two machshavas that are ma'akiv by a Pesach and a Chatos is l'shem zevach and l'shem zeveach. Shini kodesh and shini bailam. But at the same time, to go l'katchil and bring a carbon when you know there's not going to be a nichayach, that's a very big chiddush. Me'echateis should be able to do that. And being that the Torah was made that when the Yidden are in Golos, even if you can make it work with all the svaras and all the lamdas and all the cheshbainas, but at the end of the day, there's no reach nichayach, and you can't go v'katchila and bring a carbon when you know going in that this carbon is not going to have a reach nichayach. I said Rabbi Yaakov Vetlinger. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says k'tush rishayin the kitchel l'shaita the kitchel l'asalavay. There is such a man d'amir in Shas. Makriv and afal pishayin bias. So Rabbi Yaakov Vetlinger said tuchidush. He said, number one, it could be the Iker Halach of Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis as Negev the Halach of Shchut Echotz. Because we spoke yesterday a lot about the Halach of Shchut Echotz. And what's that? That means that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's an Isser Bamis, you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Makam HaMikdash. The Gemara says, is there an Isser Shchut Echotz Bezman Hazeh? Let's say someone would be Makdash a carbon today. He says, there's a Rezu Oil. And now he brings the carbon outside in his backyard. Is he Oiv Echotz or not? If you're Oktush, you're trying to kitchel Shaita, the kitchel Lazal Lavi, there's an Isser Chotz. If not, there's no Isser Chotz. So says the Binyan Tzion, that it could be the whole Halach of Tush, you're trying to kitchel Lazal Lavi, is only the gay of the Isser Chotz. Meaning this Kedush Shalos Lavoi in the sense that Bizman Hazeh, it's as if there's a technically a Zman Heter Karbonos. So if you bring a carbon machutz, it's going to be Chayiv Kars. But in terms of Lemaisa bringing a carbon, that not. It's a little bit doiche because the Gemara says makriv and afal bishayim bayis. So zokte va'odei shloimer. He says something beautiful. He says that it could be. It's true. There is a concept of kedusha rishayin a kitchel l'chayit v'kitchel l'asad lavoi. But that's only la'achas managalas. Meaning Mashiach comes b'meir b'yameinu. So you're gonna have to call shofar. You talk about shofar gadol. There's gonna be kibbutz galuyos, but it's gonna take time till everything is set up, till everything is ready. K'moisha hayah b'mei Ezra, says the Aruch Laner. In that time, where it's already gonna be after the zman of the toichacha, but we're not gonna have a fire to gebeis hamikdash. That's where it's gonna be negeya this halacha of makriv and afal pishayim bayis. And he says the emes is that what's the ikka makar to this halacha makriv and afal pishayim bayis? So one of the sukkis is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yudam and Aleph, and the Gemara over there says Amar Rabbi Eliezer Shomati. Kishahayu boinim behechol, hayu oisin klaim lehechol veklaim lazara. Rabbi Yeshua said, Shomati afa pishayim bayis. They were discussing kishahayu boinim behechol. That's what they were discussing. They were discussing after the Yidden had already gone up there to Israel. They were working on building a Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't chal anymore that v'hashim moisiyas mikdashaychem. Thus, it wasn't below your riach, b'riach, nichoichichem either. Meaning, in a zman where you're already working on rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, over there, that's already la'achar the zman of the toichacha. Over there, it's negeya. You don't have the afshimoisis mikdashaycha below your riach, b'riach, nichoichichem. But enochinami today, when we're living in a golos, there's no way in the world today you'd be able to bring these karbonis. That's what the Aruch Laner felt was the checkmate tainus. Yes, we spoke at Reb Kivega's taina in the tshuvas. Reb Kivega b'ikar had a prize. Main issue, besides for all the obvious issues, the main issue Reb Kivega had was Koyim Yuchas. Where are you going to find the Koyim Yuchas? The Rama brings Rabbeinu Yeruchin that you don't give the Chalav Isman Azet to Kayanim. The Magen Avram says that there's no Vikidashtoy maybe. The Rivash said a Chiddush, maybe that every Koyim is a Safi Koyim Isman Azet. Shem Kedegar said at the end of the day, you can have a Mizbeach and you can have everything all set up. But who's the Koyim? You need a Koyim. Ni Kabbalah Ve'elach, Mitzvah Skuhuna. Who's going to do the Kabbalah Elach Azrika? The Be'etzim's Ikarishu wasn't Koyim Yuchas. Ikarishu was a Pasuk and Pashas Bechu Koyisai. Our Mishnah that we just learned right now. It says, L'shem Nichayach, L'katchi. You can't bring a carbon L'katchi if you know that there's not going to be. Now it's Yedua that this Yesoid that the Binyan Tzion said is in the Netziv. The Netziv says it in a few places. We've spoken about it a few times. I personally had never seen the Netziv inside. The Netziv is in Parashas Bechukaisa. That's the primary source. And it's on this pasuk right here in his Hemek Dover. I'll read it to you inside. Says the Netziv. Afal gafta mikdash shumam mikomokim efshar di yishor ha-mizbeach bimkoymoy ulahakriv olav. Interesting the way he says it. I agree, says the Netziv, it'd be hard maybe to build a Mizbech, like Reb Kivega said. Mokim ha-Mizbech, mechuvan u-be-yoyser. But the Beis HaMikdash could be Chariv, and it could be a Mizbech. U-kamoysha hoya be-emes b'churban b'ayisheni. Says the Netziv, kach hoya, de-bizman churban ha-bayis ad churban beitar, sha'oz nechra sha'heichol v'neres ha-Mizbech, a little bit of history, says the Netziv, that when the Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't destroy the Heichol. They didn't destroy the Mizbeach. There was still a Mizbeach and there was still a Heichel. And it remained intact until Churban Beita, which was like 50 or 60 or so years later. That was post the Bar Kochba revolution. So that was many, many years later, already in the second century. So years later, after Churban Beita, that's when the Heichel was Chariv. That's when it was Neres HaMizbeach. And during that interim period, Hoya Oida Mizbeach came, V'krivu Alav Pesachim, and they brought Karbanes Pesach. They brought it, says the Netziv. And he says, I'm a Mufurisha Gemara. Ketisa B'Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Shayu Oz, Ma'abrin Es Ashanu B'Shvil Psochim. The Gemara over there discusses, Tanam got together, and they were being Ma'abr the Shana. They got together to be Ma'abr the Shana. The reason they were doing it was related to the carbon. Shomer Es Chedesh Ha'av, it was related to the carbon Pesach. The Netziv says, those Tanam lived after the Churban. So why they be Ma'abr the Shana for the carbon Pesach? They lived after the Churban, says the Netziv. You know why? Because Makriv and Afal Bishayim Bayis. You don't need the Beis HaMikdash. You need the Mizbeach. And there was still a Mizbeach. During that interim period, until Churban Beitar, the Mizbeach was still here. But says the Netziv, and this is the punchline, the whole Netziv is a punchline, but this is also Mikol Makoyim Lo Yariach V'Goyimer. But the Pasuk says that even during those 50 years, where it was Vashim Moisiyas Mikdashechem, but V'Lo Yariach B'Riach Nichoichechem, and Mishum Hachi Rak Psochem Ekrivo. That's why the only carbon they brought was the carbon Pesach. The like Sivbe Riach Nichoich. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the word Riach Nichoich regarding the carbon Pesach. Masha'inkin Kolar Karbonis, as opposed to all the other karbonis, ksiv reich nichayach. And he goes through bechatas, parshas vayikradal, lamir, ubebchar, umeiser, etc., etc. Bottom line is that's the Netziv. So the Netziv was mechaven
to the Baal Aruch Laner. But the Baal Aruch Laner felt it was true for all Karbonis, and that's why it was checkmate on Reb Tzvi'er's Kalasha. The Netziv didn't feel that way. The Netziv felt it's only true for the Karbonis, where you tack a fine in the Torah that the Torah says Reach Nichayach. But there's one Karbon where it doesn't say Reach Nichayach, and that's the Karbon Pesach. If it doesn't say Reach Nichayach, Luchur Reach Nichayach shouldn't be Ma'akiv there. If Reach Nichayach shouldn't be Ma'akiv over there, so Enochanami, the Karbon Pesach, you would be able to bring. As it relates to other karbanas, did the Netziv as maskim. So Shnei Gedolei Olam were mechaven to the same svara based on this pasuk of Lo Yireich B'Reich Nichoichachem. The Binyan Tzi and the Aruch Laner felt that this was checkmate. This was a tain on the entire movement. The Netziv felt it precluded all karbanas other than the Karban Pesach, and that's why historically it was always the Karban Pesach that people were trying to bring, because then Enochanami, they were maskim. They understood that there's an idea of Lo Yireich Nichoichachem, but it wouldn't address the Karban Pesach. The shaila is, we have a few more minutes. Why is the Karban Pesach different? If every karban is a halacha of Nichoich, why by the Karban Pesach would there not be a halacha of Nichoich? So years ago, many years ago, on Shabbos HaGadol, I heard a mahalach from Gershon Rivner, and recently, the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shuaba, said over the same mahalach. That is, that we know that this machloek is Rambam and Ramban, what the Tam HaKarbonis is. The Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden Sefer Vayikra and a mitzvah of Karbonis is because the Yidden in Mitzrayim was steeped in Avodah Zarah. And the whole idea of bringing karbanis is to try to be marchik the yidden from their avodah zarah. So the mitzrim and the yidden, when they were mitzrayim, they used to worship goats and they would worship sheep. Now fakir, now we take the goats and now we take the sheep and we serve it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all to be marachik the yidden from avodah zarah. The Ramban was very not happy with that. The Ramban says, "Vehine heim divrei havoy." Ramban is right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It's Perik Aleph Pasuk Tes. What the Ramban is saying, it's divrei havoy. Yirapu shever gadol vekush yirab al niklo. Yasush Shulchan Hashem Megul. Hashem is the Rambam is taking the Shulchan Hashem the Mizbeach and he's turning it into something Megul, literally disgusting. She'enenu rak lahoitzi milibol shel rishon v'tipshe yoylam. It's all to be moitzi from the machshavas of the tipshe yoylam. V'hakotzuv Omar, says the Ramban. How could it be? The pasuk says ki heim lechem ishe l'reich nichayach. The purpose is it's a reich nichayach. It's a mefurish pasuk that the idea is a reich nichayach. And then the Ramban goes and he asks a whole bunch of kashas that we'll get to one day. But the bottom line is, for now, this machlek is Rambam and Ramban. What do you say of Kabbalah? The Rambam held it was all to be marchik the Ovdei Avodah Zarah from them Avodah Zarah. The Ramban said it can't be. You know why I know it can't be? Because it says Reach Nichayach. And if it says Reach Nichayach, it's posh that Hashem has something from it. What does Hashem have from it? Then the Ramban goes on to explain exactly what it is. Ramei Simcha, in a classic Meshech Chachma, in his introduction to Sefer Vayikra, says Ramei Simcha, I want to be Machriya. I'm going to be the Kosev HaShlishi, Vachriya Beinayim, between the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam held it was all to be Marchik people from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban held that there's, of course, there's Tifkait and there's a lot to it. Says Ramei Simcha, could be there's a chilek between Korbanos that were brought in the Mizbeach and Korbanos that were brought on a bum. The Korbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach, Avada, that's the Reach Nichayach, that's the real deal. As it relates to the Korbanos that were brought on the bum, Hashem doesn't have a Reach, there's no real Hanoya that Hashem has from the Korbanos that are brought on the bum. Narvas, that's already an Indian to be Marchik, that's an Indian to be Merachik, the Libois of the Tipshe Yoyla. So that the karbanis that were brought in the Mizbeach, that's like the Ramban. The karbanis that were brought in the Bama, that's going to be like the Rambam. Says Ramei Simcha, it's so gewaldic. Because the Mishnah says in Perek Paras Chattas, at the very end of Masech Tezvachim, Reach Nichayach b'Mizbeach, ve'ein Reach Nichayach b'Bama. And there's different halachas that I learned out from there. There's no din Reach Nichayach b'Bama. What's the Peshat? Hinei Nadvar. Because the Ramban's checkmate argument, Kenega the Rambam was, what's the Rambam going to do with the words Reach Nichayach? You see, clearly Hashem has from it. It's very geschmack. It's true. By Akrovas Mizbeach, there's the stack of the Reach Nichayach. But when it comes to Kotche Akrovas Bomo, over there, there's not going to be Halacha of Reach Nichayach. Rebbe Simcha says, Lefizeh, I will say that for another day. But Al Kaponim, Sarav Gershon Rivna said, and Rebbe Shuaba, they both said the same thing. Lefizeh, you can say very geschmack. Why the Torah doesn't say Reach Nichayach by the Karban Pesach? Because we know Rashi brings a Chumash, Mishchu Kchulachem. The mitzvah used to worship the sheep. So the whole idea of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach was to be merachik the yidden from the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim. It was mishchu yetchem l'avodah zarah u'kchulachem tzayin shal mitzvah. Here the Torah was made mefurish what the reason for the Karban is. It's all to be merachik them from avodah zarah. So it's like Rameir Simcha said that the akrovis that were done on the bum, which was all to be merachik the yidden, From Avodah Zarah, there's no din Reach Nichayach. So it's gewaldig. Why by the Korban Pesach you wouldn't have Reach Nichayach? We'll speak out part two, maybe on the next stuff. What's that?